Greetings, beautiful people, and welcome to Bad Thought Therapy. Happy New Year's Eve. I cannot believe that this is the very last day of 2023. It's been a great year, and we're going to count our blessings. I'm going to get into that a little later, but I want to say I'm so thankful for you. I have to start off with gratitude. That is my mantra. I'm grateful. I'm appreciative of everything you do that helps to support this positive message. That's why I do Bad Thought Therapy. I'm just trying to be an agent of light, an agent of constructive change and growth. And I'm a student, I'm a teacher, and all of those wonderful things. And I want you to join me. So please, I hope it's not too much for you to subscribe to this channel. Also connect with me via social media. On the last slide, I'll have my social media information. I'm just getting started. You all know, if you know me and you've been listening, I want to thank you. Thank you. Thank you again. Y'all know I'm a full-time educator, and this is my ministry that I do. In addition to serving as a classroom teacher, business owner, I also just want to share some good news for anyone who is looking for it. You found a great place to start and to continue to grow, and let's grow together. So it's the new year. It's coming right around the corner. We have a few more hours in 2023, and I was so blessed that one of my sisters sent me this New Year's Eve prayer, which is so beautiful, and I'm going to read it now, and then later you can listen to it and say it for yourself. But it is, "Dear Lord, may all my family members and friends who need a new year miracle be blessed. May whoever has had a bad year face this new year with hope in their heart. May all those who have had heavy burdens this year have their load lightened and the opportunity to enjoy the new year. And may this person reading this prayer have a happy," and I'm going to say listening to this prayer, "have a happy and prosperous new year. In Jesus' name, amen and amen." That's a powerful prayer, and I'm so grateful for my sisters, Tiffany and Letha. Tiffany sent this to us this morning, and it's so beautiful. So we're going to get started. I have a very special New Year message. And you know, at the beginning of the year, if you know me, I always come up with this little motto for the year. So this year, it's going to rhyme. This year, in 2024, God is opening new doors. I'll say that again. In 2024, God is opening new doors. One of the things that I've learned, and this is something kind of new for me, I'm stepping into some new things. God has opened my heart to some new things, is that we pray for blessings all the time. But the question is, can we handle these blessings? Are we prepared to receive all the good things that God has for us? And I believe, this is just my personal, you know, revelation that through my intimate relationship with God, is that there's so much more God wants to do. But the question is, can we handle it? Because if He showers these things upon us, will they distract us from a pure relationship with Him? It's so easy to get distracted, to get lost, to wander away from what matters most. And there is nothing more important than our personal relationship with God. All that matters is if our soul is well. It doesn't matter your educational level, your socioeconomic status, what you have, what you don't have. In the end, it's about soul work. Is our soul right with God? What grade is our soul getting? And we want to make sure that our soul is getting the best grade possible. You know, I'm a teacher, so y'all forgive these little metaphors and analogy, but this is what I use. I love you, and I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We're getting ready to continue this short and sweet episode of Bad Thought Therapy. Thank you. As we end 2023 and we begin a new year, 2024, I want you to reflect on this question. Can you handle God's blessing? And this is a question that I've been asking myself And now I don't just pray for certain things. Every time I pray for something, I pray, God, help me to handle this blessing. Show me what to do. Give me the wisdom to use this blessing for good. Because again, I just believe that God is able to do everything and anything we need. And sometimes in the process of trying to understand, okay, what is blocking the blessing or why hasn't something manifested? This is what comes to me in my spirit. And I just want to share this with you to reflect on as you begin the new year. God wants to give us things, but he doesn't want those things to take us away from his presence. Take us away from time spent with him. Take us away from goodness and righteousness. And so as you end this year, think about this. Here are some things that I'm going to be talking about in this presentation and some things that I want you to think about asking God for or seeking God's face about. Ask God for guidance and peace. I know how easy it is. You know, you got something to do and you just start doing it. Nope. Before I do it, I need to ask God for his guidance, his blessing, and for the peace. Because if I'm doing something and it robs me of my peace, then I really can't be effective and I can't be my best self. So this is something we all need to ask ourselves. Then I'm going to talk about praying and fasting. I'm going to talk about being as wise as serpents, but as harmless as doves. We've got to be wise. Let me tell you, and I've mentioned this in a couple of episodes. You know, when I started my business and I was a full-time business owner, I didn't know how many shammers and scammers and people out there just working to try to soak up everything they can from a person. There's some people that just wake up in the morning and their whole objective is to figure out what can they take from somebody else. So you got to really be wise. But at the same time, you have to remain humble. Then we're going to talk about leaning into God's unfailing love. I'm going to get into that. Talk another thing that's so critical for our growth is to accept the truth. We're not talking about these people that are accepting lies, but I'm talking about real truth. And then last but not least, I'm going to talk a little bit about letting your beautiful light shine. I don't want this episode to be too long. It is New Year's Eve. I'm so excited. And at the end of the year, the way I bring in my new year, I keep all through the year, I keep a gratitude journal. And at the end of the year, I start to read that journal of different special things that happened throughout the year. And then that's how I mainly spend my New Year's Eve, also in prayer, in meditation. And I let myself, I just fully embrace and lean into God's unfailing love. I also remember to forgive not only others, but myself, all of those wonderful things. And these are some things that anybody can do. Everybody has, you know, their own rituals and traditions. And I don't try to, you know, block anybody else's thing, but this is something that I do. And I just want to share some things with you that I'll be focused on. And again, let's work together and do some things together. As I said at the top of the show, at this episode, you know, so often when we start a new year or we end a year, we do a lot of praying. And a lot of prayer is just asking God for things. I've been in all kinds of prayer groups. I pray myself. And a lot of it is asking God to do this or that. But we really, I think, need to also start asking God to guide us. And because when we ask God to do something for us, and I know he can, that's wonderful. But in the natural, there's always something that we need to do. The natural and supernatural work in tandem. And an example of that, that I think everybody can understand, if you needed a job, you can pray for God to help you get a job. But then in the natural, you would still more than likely need to apply, need to go to the interview, need to go through the process. I'm not saying that it can't just happen in miraculous ways and non-traditional ways, but usually there's something we got to do in the natural for the supernatural to work. We take one step. When I was growing up, I used to hear this all the time. You take one step, God will take two. And I believe that. And so I'm just, you know, challenging myself to ask God for his guidance and peace. Not, you know, just do something to give me something, but God, tell me what to do and how to do it in a way that glorifies you, in a way that does not take away my time, my sanity, because I see that happening all the time. People start off with good intentions. They may start off with a pure heart, and then they get distracted by all these worldly things. And the next thing you know, we're on the 6 o'clock news, and that's where we don't want to be, or we're in social media, tabloids, and gossip columns, and it doesn't have to be that way. So here's something that I thought about, and I want to share with you. We often ask God to bless us without asking him to show us how to handle his blessings. God wants to give us his best, but he also doesn't want what he gives us to distract us from our personal relationship with him. I cannot say this enough. The relationship that goes above all other relationships is our relationship with God. And you know, for me, I think that's private. You know, the real spiritual work is not done in the public. The real deep prayer, the fasting, the reading, the studying, the meditating, the quiet time with God, it's not something that anyone would see. And so again, we're trying to do these. Some people are trying to perform, or we're trying to make a presence in the world when we may have good intentions for that. We got to be really careful that that doesn't distract us from our real personal relationship with him. Because in the end, let me tell you, you know this already, nothing else matters but the state of our soul. Our great creator must remain first in our lives no matter what is happening. Let me tell you, it's easy to get distracted. I do a lot of things, and sometimes I catch myself and I'm like, you know what? I am not a human doing. I'm a human being. And it's not a, and I don't have a lot. I don't have a lot of material things. And I kind of lament about that sometimes about my house that needs a total renovation, to be honest. But what I'm so grateful for is that there is a peace that comes when you just know that you know that you know that God is with you. And it's not about your state of being in the physical. And it is so beautiful. And I just want to share it with other people because it's so real. And that's what we need to ask for, is peace. You know, and I've said this many, many times before, personal conversations on the podcast, I believe peace is the greatest blessing from God. Because I know people with money and they don't have peace. I know people with health and they don't have peace. I know people who are loved and they don't have peace. The way that we get peace is by seeking out the Most High God with everything. Our minds, our hearts, our spirits, everything, our physical acts. That is how we achieve this peace. And so you may have a lot one day, you may not have it. You know, somebody may be a friend one day, may not be. You have that stability in God's peace. And so that's something that I want you to be thinking about in 2024, is before you do something, really seek God's guidance about it. Seek God's peace. And let me tell you, you will be able to do so much more, but you won't lose your way. Let's keep learning together. Just a reminder, you already know, in 2024, as God opens new doors, we need to continue our deep prayers and fasting. There is so much power in that. You'd be amazed. You know, I struggle with my eating. Y'all know this. If you know me, you know I'm just a full-figured person struggling out here in these streets. But one of the things I've learned is when you turn away from your plate, and I know people fast in different ways, like some people may give up, you know, watching something or doing something, but I do the pure fasting, which is giving up food. there is so much power because it forces you to really hone in on the spirit and the spiritual realm. And that is how we get real power. This power that people you see people have in the world, it's really all an illusion. I'm going to do a great podcast on that at some point. But you all know I'm off and I start back work on the second. But I'm going to be working on that because there's so much happening now in our world. And at the heart of it, what people don't realize at the heart of it is this search for power. We all want power. And you got to be careful, though, because the real power that you the power that people think they have is really as an illusion. Only God is powerful. We are using some of that, and it's just like this laptop I'm on. Let me tell you something. This thing is working because it's not charged up. It's charged up and it's not plugged in. But if I did not stay connected, the power would completely go out. And we're the same way. If we don't stay connected, we cannot have the spiritual power to do what we need to do, to be sane, to be whole. I'm so hurt with all of these stories of people struggling with mental illness. Maybe it wasn't new, but now people are more comfortable with sharing. But I wonder if there is this increase in so much mental and emotional trouble because people have gotten away from connecting to the one who can regulate the mind, who can calm the heart. We've gotten away from him, and we have got to come back. And the way that we do that, the first way, is we have got to pray. We've got to talk to the Most High God. And what I love about talking to God, I'm all for talking to people. Y'all know I'm a talker. I'll talk to anybody, but the thing about talking to God is so different from talking to human beings. Because when we talk to human beings, we got to worry about being judged. You might be shamed. Whatever you share might be spread. When you're talking to God, you don't have to worry about your business being out in the streets and repeated. You don't have to worry about people trying to use it against you and weaponizing your darkest secrets and your struggles. You don't have to worry about that. You don't have to make an appointment. You can talk to the Most High God. You can pray with, that's all talking to is, anytime you want, 24/7, sometimes get up in the middle of the night, early in the morning, late at night. You can be anywhere, and you can pray, meaning you can talk to God. And he really does listen. When you go to God with a sincere and pure and humble heart, he listens to you because he cares. God is a gentleman. He's not a gangster. He doesn't force this stuff on us. And in the end, you're going to meet him anyway. You're going to have to deal with him anyway. And you might as well, instead of going to him kicking and screaming, you might as well just humble yourself and go to him with peace, because he has been waiting for you to knock on that door, open the door. And guess what? There's so many beautiful things he has in store for you. No, all of your blessings are not material. They're not things. They're not events. The best blessings are spiritual. They're the intangibles. There's this presence of love, preternatural love that you could never imagine or think until you get connected. Let me tell you, there is a presence of his grace that makes you want to do better, makes you want to glorify him and praise him and worship him. I mentioned in one of my episodes, and I talk about this a lot, years ago, I was reading Our Daily Bread, which is my favorite devotional, and the writer was talking about the sun, and he was saying that, the sun is strategically placed in the universe so that we don't burn to death and we don't freeze to death. And just the intricate detail of God putting the sun is so perfectly and strategically where we can live. And my daughter was recently telling me about Jupiter and how the rings pull in these masses that's in space, pull them away from Earth so that Earth is not destroyed. That is evidence that the Most High God cares for us, and He just wants your time and your attention and fellowship. And prayer doesn't just involve talk, even though I talk about that a lot. Prayer also involves listening. You know, every day I believe God is sending us messages for healing, for hope, for constructive change, just for being better. But with all the noise and distractions, it's so hard to hear from Him. And that is why I sound redundant when I do bad thought therapy, because it is so critical that every single day you set aside, you're intentional about setting aside time to have quiet time with the Lord. Everything is turned off. It doesn't matter who you are. I don't care if you're the most, you know, have the most responsibilities you ever could imagine. You got to take time to get quiet. Turn off all the junk. From the time you wake up until the time you go to bed, our spiritual enemy is trying to snare us. This is the spiritual realm that's taking place every day, whether you're aware of it or not. But we have a real spiritual enemy. And what he wants to do is try to distract us with all these different things that in the end will destroy us. And the way that we have real power against that is we got to stay connected to God. And the best way to strengthen a relationship is through communication. And that's all prayer is. It is listening. It is talking. It is praising. It is acknowledging. It is confessing. It is believing. All of these things. So in 2024, I want you to turn up. We got to turn up our prayer life. If you've been praying already, that's beautiful. Take it to another level. I'm working on my fasting. I got to fast more because there is something powerful about turning away. For me, now I know people do different kinds of fast, but for me, it's food. I gotta do that. That is how we are able to withstand the wiles of the enemy. It is through prayer and through fasting. Let's turn it up in 2024. All right. Here's another thing, beautiful people, for 2024. You want to make sure you're as wise as serpents and as harmless and humble as doves. You know, I told you, I don't know what it was, but when I left teaching for a while and I became a business owner, my eyes were open to how many people are out here trying to scam and just trying to create all these webs of deceit and lies so that they can get something from you. And we really have to be vigilant about praying for wisdom and being wise. And, you know, the serpent, you know, he hides and he hears and he'll strike if he has to, but mainly he gets away from danger. You just got to really, really be wise out here, because my eyes were open. And even now that I'm back in the classroom as a full-time educator, I'm still learning. The world has changed. You just got to get that wisdom from God, be seeking God. I've now learned, first of all, I always get to know before I get involved. Like, I don't just, you know, some people come to me with different things. I just say, hold on. Okay, very politely and very respectfully, but then I usually just don't get involved with a lot of things, because believe it or not, there are so many people out here scamming. At the same time, we want to always be humble and harmless. We're not out here trying to hurt anybody. Be very mindful. We're living in a time, because I work with young people, where everybody is super sensitive. Maybe people were always sensitive. Now more people are able to express certain things, but we just want to not we want to be careful about not hurting people. Sometimes we are. It's not intentional. It's not malicious. If we say something that is true and we say something with love, but we want to be mindful of the fact that we want to be harmless. We don't want to hurt people, and we want to just speak light and truth and then let it go. Humility for me is the greatest act of being with God. when you are, you know, I say listening is one of the greatest acts of humility, but when you can humble yourself and listen to God and listen to people, I believe that's when God really can use you. And that is a thing that, you know, I've seen people who are leaders in, you know, I guess the spiritual world, and they just lose their humanity and their humility. They become so arrogant and they become so exalted because they're exalting themselves. And if you stay humble as a dove, I just believe that God will continue to use you in ways you could never imagine or think. We're not here for us. I know people want to believe that. We're not here for us. We're here for Him. We're here for the Creator. Just like He made the sun and He made the stars and the oceans and the fish in the oceans, or some people say fishes when we're talking about different species. Guess what? He made us with a purpose. So we must humble ourselves to His will and His way. And when you start to seek out God's face, and you start praying, God will reveal to you so many things. If it's not helping anybody, then you know it's not from God. If it's hurting people, you know it's not from God. But we got to humble ourselves to get direction and guidance and wisdom to be able to do all the wonderful things that God wants us to do and to be all that we can be. I'm going to say this 3 times because I just wanted to soak in. God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. He loves you so much that He wants you to be the best that you can be. And you have to just lean into God's unfailing love. Sometimes, and we're not aware of this, we see God's love the way that we see human love. Many times human love is based on conditions. It's based on you doing certain things, being a certain way. God meets you where you are, and He loves you anyway. But He doesn't want you to remain in the same place. He wants you to grow and evolve and mature and elevate yourself and your thinking, and that's what He wants for you. But He loves you, and He doesn't want you to engage in things that cause you harm. There's so much out there, and people are saying, trying to act like it's normal when it's killing people. It's just straight up, not only it's killing them, but it is causing suffering, agony, and then they die. And that is because they have perverted the word love. God is love. And when you lean into His unfailing love and you pray and you fast and you ask for wisdom and you humble yourself to receive it, He'll show you what real love is. And you won't have to change yourself. You won't have to do things that are destructive to yourself and to others. And that's what I want to encourage you to do in 2024, is to just lean into it. And the thing about it is, you're not perfect. Nobody is perfect. We're not perfect. We make mistakes. We struggle with different things, feelings of inadequacy, trying to make peace about the things that, you know, we know that people judge us for, all those things. But guess what? God's unfailing love allows you to work through all of that and to heal and to grow in spite of whatever people, and He'll free you from people prison. I'm telling you, He will free you from people prison, free you from all of that, so that you could be authentically you. When I think about there are, 7-8 billion people on earth, I can't keep up anymore, billions of people on earth, and not a single person has the same set of fingerprints. That is how unique God wanted you to be. That's how special. If that is not an indication of how special you truly are, then I don't know what is. And God loves you and made you that way. And you have to resist the world that is always trying to cookie cut people looking a certain way, doing certain things, accepting certain things. But when you just get connected to God's unfailing love, you embrace that, you accept it, because you have to accept it. Again, I want to emphasize, God is not a gangster. He's not a part of the spiritual mafia. He's not trying to make you do it. He's not forcing you to do it. He's not twisting your arm. You have to willingly lean into God's love and accept it and embrace it for yourself. And let me tell you, yes, sometimes you have to work through self-doubt. You have to work through your guilt or your embarrassment or your shame. Shame is something that people, and I've done a podcast on this, but I got to redo it, where the difference between shame, guilt, and remorse. But shame is something people try to place on you because you made a mistake, or you did something, or you're imperfect. You have some kind of flaw or something that is perceived as a flaw. So people talk about it in a way to try to hurt you. That is shame. But what God's unfailing love does is he removes that shame. He removes those stains of feeling so bad that you don't want to keep going, or you want to give up, or you want to hide. When you lean into God's unfailing love, you will be free to just be yourself. When somebody tries to bring up your past or your mistakes, you're like, you know what? Yep, I did that. I was wrong. I'm so glad that I've been transformed by God's unfailing love. I'm so glad that I have a Savior, Jesus Christ, who has paid the price for my sins. And while I'm not perfect, I know that God loves me, and I'm striving every single day with everything I got to be pleasing to my Most High God, and not you, person, okay? And that's what it does. So lean into it. You're loved. You are loved more than you will ever know. And you might have messed up. And this is the thing. I know, you know, there's some people that argue people cannot change. And I do know that change is extremely hard. It's so hard because it takes a lot of time. It takes effort. Sometimes it takes a little money to change, you know, to work on yourself and to get better. But when we lean into God's unfailing love, we want to change. We want to get better. We want to do better. When we do something that we shouldn't do, it comes to us. God speaks to us. He pricks our heart. And that's the beautiful thing about his love. It's like no other love. People may forsake you for what you do. People may reject you because of some imperfection or perceived imperfection. But God's unfailing love just makes you feel so beautiful, so worthy, so special. You know, I'm a full-figured woman, and recently there was something on YouTube about some former football players. Why do I care, Lord? there's a principle here, there's a lesson in this, and they were talking about their little escapades. And one of the players said something like, I had to take one for the team. And he was talking about being intimate with a fat woman or big girl or something like that. And you know, as a full-figured woman, I always tell people, big people, we get criticized and bullied more than any other group of people on this earth. I'm telling you, we do. And that kind of bothered me a little bit. And you know, because I know how a lot of people are, they shame big people. And so it just, you know, I had a little conversation with my daughter and I was telling her about this. But you know why I'm so free? And this is why, and I wasn't always like this. This is why I can talk about this, honey, from firsthand experience. I wasn't always free, even though, you know, I was always told I was beautiful. And I, you know, if I wanted to be in, you know, get a relationship or something, my size didn't matter. But at the same time, I know how people in general feel. And so I had to really work on that. And now I have leaned into God's unfailing love, and people, if they have an issue with my size or how I look, guess what? I could care less. It may sting a little bit when you hear this, because I know there are people I know there are men who probably love to be with a full-figured woman, but they would be so shamed that they might not be able to handle that. And so that happens sometimes. And I think that was where I was, telling my daughter, like, wow, it's so tragic that our men, especially Black men, have gotten away from their original roots where big was beautiful. And so, but anyway, that's a sidebar. The point I'm trying to make is when you lean into God's unfailing love, you will love yourself in spite of what is perceived as a flaw or as an imperfection. If it's something you can work on, you work on it. If it's something you can't change because you were born with it, you have to let it go. And that is where that peace, that preternatural peace comes from, where you can be so free. And you can only get there when you really fully embrace God's unfailing love. Well, we have a few more slides to go, but this is so critical. Don't forget in 2024 to accept the truth. Now, there is worldly truth and there is real truth. When I talk about truth, I'm talking about the truth that comes from the Most High God. God made the oceans. He made the sun, the moon, the planets that we know of and those that we don't. The stars, the animals, the trees, every little intricate detail he made. And he has different laws in place to protect us from pain. God does not want to see what he has created suffer. And the reason why there's so much evil in the world is not because God is making it happen. Sometimes I hear people blaming God. God does not rape people. He does not kill people. He does not steal from people. Those things happen because man no longer accepts the truth. And the truth is that your soul belongs to God. And in the end, I'm telling you, I've said this before, and I say this with great love and respect, in the end, you'll find out. And you got to accept that truth, that everything you do, everything we think, everything we say, we are held accountable for to God. And that is why we want to get right with him. And people have distorted the truth. They have perverted the truth. They have come up with some kind of new so-called truth. But the reality is, if you are doing something that is causing pain to you and to others, it is not of God. And you need to accept that truth. He would never have you go through unnecessary pain and suffering and death because you have believed something that is not the truth. And you know, I taught my students this, I taught my daughter this, I tell anybody I know, most suffering, at the heart of most suffering, it is because people believe a lie. If you are believing something that is not true, you're going through unnecessary pain and suffering and loss. Or you're not maximizing your potential. There are people that tell themselves, it's okay if I do this, I watch this, I do. And guess what? It's a lie. And at the heart of all suffering is that lie. And it's only when you begin to understand that God's truth is always going to involve you having, I can't say our lives are pain-free, but not unnecessary suffering. If you're doing something and it's hurting you, and this is what blows my mind, and it's so painful to see, people are overriding their pain. They're doing things to themselves that cause pain, not only pain, but agony. And in the end, there's not even any pleasure out of it. They're just doing it because the enemy has come in and distorted their minds and their thoughts. And guess what, though? This is the good news. I don't like to just give the bad news. I want to give the good news. That can change. That's why I do bad thought therapy. You can change. You can transform those bad thoughts into positive thoughts. You can heal your memories. You can literally heal your broken heart, but not alone, not on your own, not by yourself. You're going to need the Most High God. And I'm telling you, not what I think, not what I heard, not what I read. I'm telling you what I know. Does it take time? Yes. Does it take effort? Yes. Does it take losing? Yes. But when you accept the truth that God loves you, that He wants you to live and live more abundantly, and He doesn't want you to suffer needlessly, when you accept that truth, you will begin to make decisions and be so free with those decisions, regardless of what anybody is saying, regardless of how people judge you, and you will live, truly live, the life that Jesus talked about. When He talked about, I came to give life and to give it more abundantly, but our enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, that's what's happening. And the reason why that's happening, that killing and that stealing and destroying, is because people have accepted lies. They've accepted things that just, it blows my mind. It goes against nature. It goes against the human body. It goes against what is right. Because, you know, some people get off into, you know, they want to point out different biblical scriptures and things like that. You know how you know that something is wrong? Is if it hurts people. If it's hurting people, humanity, and it's hurting you and it's hurting others, it's wrong, period. If it doesn't help anybody, you know it's not of God. And I'm not going to get into it, but at some point, with God's help and with the strength of God, I'm going to talk about this more and try to write about it. The Bible is one of the most misused books ever. It is the most misused book ever written. But yet, the Holy Bible is the most powerful book ever written. In the hands of an ignorant person, in the hands of someone who is not connected and is purposely trying to use the book for manipulation, when people don't know how to read the book and study the book in the right way, it's causing so much harm to our people. And it's heartbreaking because of the misuse of the Bible. It's not the Bible. The issue is how people are using it and how they are abusing it. Sometimes this happens because of ignorance. Sometimes it happens because people are intentionally trying to be manipulative, trying to have control. And again, the illusion of power, because they don't have real power. When you accept the truth, you understand that when you go to the Most High God and you ask Him for wisdom and guidance and ask Him what to do, He's always going to tell you to do something that is not going to lead to your pain and your suffering. It's not going to happen. And I see people saying, oh, I was born this way, or I was just, you know, I had to do this or whatever. Or they were trying to do something. And guess what? All it's doing is causing their demise. And it does not have to be that way. God wants you to have life and have it more abundantly. He loves you unconditionally. He does not love some of the things that we do, the things that we say, the things that we think. But that is why we must stay connected with Him. You know, I used to teach my daughter that when you have messed up the most, that is when you need to go to God the most. That's when you need to intensify your seeking out God's face. Most people, they do wrong. It's a vicious cycle. They're hurting themselves. They're hurting others. And they're so overwhelmed and consumed with shame and guilt that they go away from God. They turn away from God when really that is when we need Him the most. Because no one is going to forgive you the way He will. No one is going to not only forgive you, but forget. He will forget. People will not. And I'm not saying people should, but you with God, you get to be renewed. You can be transformed. You can be redeemed. You can redeem yourself, but only with God. And that is the truth. And I don't know who I'm speaking to. But in 2024, one of the things I want you to know, as I said before, God is going to open new doors. You have to humble yourself and you have to be willing not to accept worldly truth, but God's truth. Remember that, beloved. am wrapping things up, and I want to end with this, just to let your beautiful light shine. Don't try to hide who you are. At the same time, you know, because of social media and things like YouTube, of which I'm getting ready to put this video on YouTube, I think sometimes we're, of course, we want to be listened to and want to be respected and want to be heard, and we're seeking out trying to be in the spotlight. But you don't have to do that. We don't have to do that. We just have to shine. And then if someone sees it, they see it. If they don't, they don't. But that shine is so that we can redirect people back to the Most High God. How did we get that shine? We got it from the Lord. Why are we glowing? Because we've accepted God's unconditional love. We have accepted His truth. We are walking with Him day and night in front of people behind closed doors. That is why we get a glow and we get a shine. Just let yourself shine. Don't seek out attention or acceptance. God will put the people in your life who can support you, who can help you along the way, but just shine. Just let yourself, let the glow of God emanate through you and around you. And when you do that, you become a blessing to an atmosphere, to an environment. Just imagine if every believer would go to his or her job, not trying to, you know, become a pastor at the job, but you just let your light shine. How many people would be blessed by that light? Darkness is everywhere, but let me tell you, 100% of the time, light will cast out the darkness. And that's what you want to understand. God is light and He is love. And when you're connected to Him, that becomes a part of you too. And so in 2024, share as much light as you can. Be light, be sunshine. You know, when I started this last year, when I started the podcast, you create your own sunshine. We are creators. God has given us the ability to create things. It is intrinsic. It is something that we're born with, and we need to use it, because there is so much darkness in the world, and that is not from God. That is from the enemy. That is because anytime men choose to turn away from God's love, they are going to engage in darkness, and His people must cast out that darkness by letting their light shine. That light is shining because of what we believe, what we say, what we do, who we are. Let it shine. Let 2024 shine. And again, you're not trying to get on the stage. You're not trying to seek out attention. Just let your beautiful light shine. Well, beautiful people, this is the last slide for this presentation. I just want to remind you to make it happen. Don't make excuses. Make it happen. Don't make excuses. Again, though, we can do nothing without the help of the Most High God. It's so critical that not only do we get plugged in, but we stay plugged in. Remember, I always use this analogy, especially for young people. You know, our relationship is the same one like this laptop I'm on. If we're not plugged up, at some point we're going to shut down. You know, I've charged this and I can use it for a while, but at some point, if I do not reconnect this device to the source of power, it will shut down and I will not be able to use it. And that's what's happening to so many of us, and it doesn't have to happen. We have to not only get connected, but we have to stay connected. We can't do anything without our loving Heavenly Father. We just cannot. And we're so limited in what we can do. And in our own human strength, our world, because of that, and we're trying to use our human strength, our world is not the best it can be. There's still so many beautiful things in the world. That's the good news. But I just believe that it can be even more beautiful. And let's start with 2024. So this year, you're going to make it happen. Don't make excuses. I'm talking to myself first because there are some things that I need to do, that I need to get better with, and I need to improve upon. And I'm working on the babies, let me tell you. But I know where my strength comes from. And I know that when I tap into that power, I can do more. And I'm so excited. Again, the motto for this year in 2024, God is opening new doors. Well, again, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening and watching and tuning in. I really appreciate you. I do not take this connection lightly. I don't take it for granted. I am a full-time educator and a full-time business owner. And I also started Bad Thought Therapy because, especially through my business, I met so many people who were hurting. And I was like, God, you know, what can I do to just bring a little light, a little beauty into the world? And so I started Bad Thought Therapy about 2 years ago. And here I am. I'm trying to expand my YouTube channel. So let's connect. You can see my Facebook handle, Twitter handle, and also Instagram. And I don't have a big following or connections on those pages, but that can change. And also my website, you'll find a lot of great episodes. I started the podcast off on Spotify, so almost everything is audio. So you can listen in your car while you're taking your walk, while you're doing whatever. And so also you can email me at basalttherapy@gmail.com if you have a question, comment, or I would love this. We could have a conversation for this podcast. Again, I thank you so much. I'm grateful for you. Happy 2024. I appreciate you again. And don't forget how wonderful you are. Thank you. Please subscribe to this YouTube channel. It is budding. It's growing. It's like a little seed and it's trying to sprout up. And contact me if you would like to advertise your business or an event. If it's positive, if it's going to help the community and help people, hey, I'm all for spreading the good news, and it's going to be absolutely free. Well, and you can do that by emailing me at badthoughttherapy@gmail.com. Thank you. Peace and abundant blessings to you and your family this year and always.